USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there will be some hard choices to make about what bills don't get paid if the debt ceiling isn't raised.
We take the debt ceiling seriously as a constraint on our ability to pay bills.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen added there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised. She said the Treasury Department is focused on raising the debt ceiling and declined to discuss what bills could go unpaid. Meanwhile, President Biden says he's looking at the 14th Amendment to possibly address the debt ceiling and avoid default. Speaking earlier today at the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he believes he has the authority but acknowledged the potential legal challenges involved. He noted that all four leaders in Congress have agreed they would not allow the nation to default. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on Florida higher education campuses has been defunded by the state.
A bill blocking Florida's public colleges and universities from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs will soon become law in the Sunshine State. Student Madison Markham.
Ron DeSantis signed one of the most insulting pieces of legislation in academic history, I'd say in the United States, on our very home campus.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis at New College, where he signed the bill.
This has actually been implemented across the country. DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
The laws go into effect Saturday, July 1st. I'm Lance Pry.
Pope Francis is using his Sunday address to call for peace. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church said, please let us not get used to conflict and violence. The pontiff urged warring factions in Sudan to lay down their arms. The pope also issued another plea for the international community to stand by the tormented people of Ukraine. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Los Angeles County's gas prices are starting to go up again. The Automobile Club of Southern California says the current local average cost of a gallon of self-serve regular is $4.86. That's 2 cents higher than last week's average. But it's typical to see gas prices move higher as we approach big holiday weekends, such as Memorial Day. The Hollywood writers' strike is now almost 3 weeks old.
Writers Guild of America members are still picketing outside movie and TV studios in Los Angeles. Picket lines are up outside Paramount, Disney, Universal Studios, and Warner Brothers. The strike began after the WGA contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired back on May 2nd. Union members have a number of objectives. They're looking for more money and more job security. The threat from the rise of artificial intelligence is a particular concern. I'm Karen Sloan.
The Lakers are one loss away from getting swept in the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets. Denver defeated Los Angeles 119-108 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 4 set for Monday night in L.A. The Miami Heat now have a 2-game lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Miami beat the Boston Celtics 111-105 at TD Garden in Game 2 of the best-of-seven series. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.